Well, howdy, guys. You still there? Well, if you're still there, I may as well do a video, I guess. Now, there seems to be a lot of talk about how Femons have changed, and how they never used to be this bad before. And I will agree that they certainly are more entitled now than they were, and more open about things. Because there's no rules and regulations or laws to govern them, they can do pretty much what they like. And that's why Femons who get onto a civilized plane, say, off on holiday with loads of different people on the plane, you know, old, young, children, and they get on the plane dressed like they're going to do a pole dance all the way through the flight. And they don't seem to see anything wrong in that at all. That has definitely become more widespread, hasn't it? But in general, as far as I'm concerned, Femons haven't changed very much at all from when I was a younger man. But men weren't able to talk online and sort of swap stories and their experience. So the guy just thought it may be just a one-off. But the true nature of a real Femon is out there to be seen now. They're fully under the microscope. And when you see these Femons doing these crazy things and the way they treat other people, you think back when you were a younger man and you understand it all fits. They just weren't so open about it way back then. But I have noticed also that the Femons have become very samey. They all even look the same now. But really, when you think back on it, they never were really individuals. They're almost like a cult following, really. They call it the Sisterhood. And you only need a vagina to join. I mean, they have this big sisterhood, but in actual fact, they're very selfish. And they will railroad another Femon to get what they want, because that's the most important thing. Let's face it, all Femons are selfish. It's never for the greater good. It's always just for them. That's why when Femons get into control and power, they make it all about them, not for the people. No, the only difference I see about the Femon nature now is it taking more advantage of the no laws on them at all. But with Femons, it's monkey see, monkey do. Because when Femons in other countries that have a completely different social system see what the Western and European Femons are doing, they want to do it too, and they copy it. And it must be an awful shock for some young men out there to realize that Femons are not sugar and spice and everything nice, but they knew they weren't. But I don't think they ever expected them to be this bad. It's no surprise at the moment that everywhere you look there's a Femon stripping off or talking about sex or doing both. Because sex brings them into the limelight, doesn't it? And if a man is horny, his brain is disengaged. Of course, the trouble is they're all trying to outdo each other by being more and more disgusting. And to me anyway, it is disgusting. But that's the only thing the Femons have right now, isn't it? And they're all stripping off everywhere. School teachers, any walks of life, they're just all stripping off. A lot of them say it's for the money, but a lot of them don't make very much money at all. They just like stripping off and getting attention. And for those men out there that really thought Femons were deep, I'm sorry. But Femons don't think ahead very much, do they? Because they've saturated the market with naked Femons. And when something's so damn common, it's not special anymore, is it? You know, gold is still holding a good price because it's a rare metal. But let's say some meteorites rained down on the earth full of gold, and gold was plentiful everywhere. The price of gold would drop, wouldn't it? And somebody would say, look, I've got a gold watch. They say, so what? So is everybody. And then the biggest turn on for me is when a Femon has some class. She can be sexy without even stripping off. But I haven't seen anybody like that for at least 25, 30 years. Oh yes, in a divorce, does the Femon give back the $2,500 ring? I don't think so. I'll think about it.